Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. As you are listening to this commentary, I am in a meeting along with other area business people to meet and ask questions of the two remaining candidates to be the next mayor of Lansing, Judy Brown Clark and Andy Shore. As you have heard me discuss multiple times already, the most important component of the Lansing City Government's finances that are not receiving urgently needed attention are the unfunded liabilities for employee pensions and retiree health care costs. The net present value of the amount is probably at least $700 million today, an amount that has never appeared on the city's financial statements. During the tenure of current Lansing Mayor Virge Bonero, the amount of these unfunded liabilities has increased more than $300 million. Even as Mayor Bonero claimed to be operating the city of government on a balanced budget. To his credit, the current mayor did appoint a committee to identify the extent of the fiscal problem and propose solutions. Their original report, which in my critical analysis was well done, came out more than 4 years ago. Since then, Lansing's mayor and city council have done virtually nothing. This lack of action is costing Lansing taxpayers almost $100,000 every single day. Compared to that, every other financial problem for Lansing city government is unimportant. So, as I am meeting this morning with the two candidates to be the next mayor of Lansing, I will be pressing them for their understanding of the extent of the financial hole of the city government, their awareness of the options to address it, and which direction and how fast they would tackle this developing financial catastrophe. My intention is not to catch these candidates unprepared for this issue. I made sure to talk with both ahead of time to explain that this issue is one I would be raising at this morning's meeting and that I would be pressing them for a substantive response rather than meaningless political platitudes. However they may respond, I will let you know. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.